You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hello, how you doing? Welcome to the Drinks with Johnny podcast on a very special Friday edition follow-up. First of all, I want to start off today by thanking everyone for all the birthday wishes out there today. I really appreciate it. It is also a good friend of mine, Dione Sepulveda's birthday. Happy birthday, buddy. We share a birthday together, so that's always fun. I just got off the phone with him a little bit ago. He's doing good out there in Tennessee, and couldn't be happier for him. Again, just want to thank you guys for all the birthday wishes. It is very nice to hear from each and every one of you. And of course, my family and friends, all the texts and phone calls, really, really appreciate that. Now, this week is going to be a little different for our follow-up because our guest from earlier this week, Walker Hayes, is out on tour. He's busy with a lot of press, got to take care of his vocals, all of that wonderful stuff that he's got to do while out on the road, which I totally understand. I was not able to get him this week for a follow-up phone call, so we are just going to have to hold off on that. Maybe we'll just get Walker to come back out later down the line. Maybe we just do another full episode with him at some point. But for now, we've had to take a swerve on that a little bit for this follow-up, but we're still going to have a phone call for you to my good friend Darby Allen of All Elite Wrestling. Darby was just out here on Monday and came out and borrowed my 61 Cadillac. And for the shoot that they did a promo, him and Sting did a promo that aired on Wednesday night's Dynamite on TBS. And it was really cool. This is now the second time they've used my car in the same location, which is it's a cool thing. I get to hang out with Sting and Darby anytime I get to see them. And of course, Nolan. Anytime I get to see those dudes out here, it's always fun. You know, Darby has become a very good friend over the few years that I've known him. From honestly, just right here on the show is the first time I ever met him. He was coming out to be on the show, and you know, we kind of just hit it off after that and became kind of fast friends. And this week, he's actually about to, I think they got a Rampage tonight on TBS. And then tomorrow is Full Gear, All Elite Wrestling's Full Gear. That is their pay-per-view that will be tomorrow. I'll be watching it. Darby and Sting will be going against Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett. Yes, the return of Double J, Jeff Jarrett. If you are a listening fan listening to this and you didn't already know that Jeff Jarrett is back in the ring and wrestling at AEW, you got to go check that out this weekend. There's going to be a lot of other great matches. I got, you know, MJF is going to be going against Jon Moxley for the world title. There's going to be, oh man, my favorite thing that I'm going to see is another tag team match, and that is between the Acclaimed. I almost said Critical Acclaimed, by the way. If you get that reference from my band, we have a song called Critical Acclaimed. They're going against Swerve and Our Glory, who have had on the show individually. Love those dudes. I love the Acclaimed too, and Billy Gunn. Yeah, I'm a little torn on that. I'm just looking for a good match because I do love it. They had Captain Insano this last week too. I think you could get Dynamite on Hulu if you didn't already record it. So I would watch this last Wednesday night Dynamite if you're planning on watching the pay-per-view as well. Anyway, I'm blabbering a lot right now. Sorry about that. We're going to give Darby a call here in just a second, see what he's up to. We're going to talk a little bit about that shoot, that promo shoot that they did with my car, and tomorrow's Full Gear pay-per-view. Let's see what he's up to right now. Let me give Darby Allen a call.
Yo,
what's up, Darby? How are you, my friend?
Chilling in Jersey.
So, yeah, we just get right into it. You got Full Gear tomorrow night. You got Rampage tonight, and Wednesday night was Dynamite. When did you get out to Jersey?
Last night, I landed. The night before, I literally got 1 hour sleep. For some reason, I slept in the hallway on a dog bed. I don't know.
Hallway at the hotel?
No, the hallway at my house before I flew. But I like laid on a dog bed with all my dogs in the hallway. And then I fell asleep. I woke up, had to go to the airport, and then came here and went straight to Brooklyn to go hang out with Raymond Pettibone and paint pictures all night. And then I got no sleep. So I'm like trying to recharge my brain before I have to fight on Saturday.
Yeah. You've just been going nonstop, though, man. I know even when I saw you on Monday, you'd got in for some of your... Were you hanging out over at the Volcom skate park again?
Yeah, the Volcom Warehouse down in Costa Mesa. We're skating the Baker Warehouse. Just trying to make a little skate trip before we film something special with you on Monday.
Yeah, well, everyone got to see that already on Wednesday. I was stoked. Came out great. Each time I think it comes out better, because this is now the second time you guys come out to do a shoot like that.
Yeah, it's cool, because I think... The people that know, but the people that don't, like, it's cool to know that for all the Avenged Sevenfold diehard fans, that's, like, the same car you guys use in the music videos. Yeah. It's, like, it's funny because people are like, dude, that car looks so familiar. I don't know what it is, but it's funny if they know.
Yeah.
But,
There's a little bit of a niche culture between the two fan bases that I think that have put two and two together. It's pretty fun to see.
Yeah, no, that was a fun shoot. I don't know. It was fun because we got to film it in like multiple locations. Like we went to the Louder Than Life Festival down in Louisville, Kentucky, where Ghost Mane performed, and that's when they threw me in the crowd in the body bag. And we did it again in California, another music festival, Aftershock. So we were just like trying to get as much shots as possible of me in this body bag. It was fun. And then on top of that, we got to use a Dystopia track, which is shout out to Tank Crimes for letting us use Dystopia on national TV.
Hell yeah. I guess I didn't even really realize that. I was more just watching it. One thing you mentioned about the body bag and being at those two festivals, funny enough, our friends, Brandon Lombardo and Sam Hawkins, who work on the show with me, were in... Sam was at Aftershock when you did that, and Brandon was at Louder Than Life when you did that. So it was like, and then you ended up using my car. So in some way, all three of us, all four of us who have become friends over the last few years, were all involved in that.
Yeah, I remember that now. I remember running, like seeing all of them at each show. Like,
yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, those guys are good dudes.
Yeah, man. It was just great to see Sting out there again, too, and see your new line of hoodlum stuff draped over him.
Yeah, he's the official model of hoodlum. That
Who would have ever thought that? Darby Allin's clothing line has the official model, the icon Sting.
Well, the way I was looking at it, we had Surfer Sting, we had Crow Sting, we had Joker Sting. Now it's time to transition into... Skater Sting.
I like Skater Sting. That's Are you gonna get him on a board? Like, I remember you haven't done it in a while. You're gonna ride down on a board this tomorrow? Get Sting on one too?
I'm sure I'll use my board in one way or the other.
I can't wait to see it, man. I'm gonna it's actually my birthday today, and I'm going tomorrow I'm gonna go golfing with my brothers and then come back, and my nephews and my son, we're all gonna watch the pay-per-view right here at the house. And I'm really excited about it because it's gonna be awesome, man. All the matches look stacked.
Yeah, it's you definitely know when it's pay-per-view time because the card is wild, and it makes you feel like, all right, makes you feel grateful to even be on the card because it's so stacked. And then, it's going to be fun. I'm stoked about the match. I'm really curious to see like how this whole thing will unfold. I've never been in the ring with Jeff Jarrett except getting
when you got hit. Yeah, when you got sideswiped and hit with a guitar.
Yeah, six stitches later, I'm ready for, I'm back.
Those six stitches that you got too, like, I know we already talked about it, but I asked you on Monday, I was like, did it open the same wound that you got just a couple months ago too? And he said, nope, the new stitches. So if you ever lose your hair, brother, you're going to have a bunch of scars up there.
Yeah, well then if I lose my hair, I'm just going to tattoo my whole head. I already have a game plan.
You going to go Bam Bam Bigelow on it?
Yeah.
Fucking love it, man. Shit. So tell me a little bit about the new Hoodlum drop, because I know that was just like the last couple of days you've been posting a little bit about that, and I know obviously Hoodlum clothing is in all the Zoomies now, right? So what else can you tell me about it?
Yeah, this is the final drop of the year. So, and I guarantee you everything will be out by Christmas. So if people order, it will be there in time. We have a tight ship. We don't fuck around. It's like, but besides that, like, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I like this drop, the flamethrower photo we took in my backyard. That's on the long sleeve shirt we took in my backyard a while ago. Cause for some reason I have a flamethrower at my house, but, yeah.
When did you get that flamethrower? Because I know you've had it for a while now at your house, because you used it in a promo a couple years ago now. It was one of the promos that we've talked about before. But and then now I just see you playing with it all the time on social media. What's going on?
I got it on Craigslist a couple years ago.
You got that on? Someone was selling a flamethrower on Craigslist?
It looks like it comes in a scuba tank. It looks like some, it's scary to play with at first, but then once you get the hang of it, it's cool, but it's really intimidating at first. Cause I really feel like one wrong move and the tank can explode on your back and you're like, oh no. But, yeah, like it's, I got the hang of it now, and my whole house, we're turning into like craziness. We just got that rolling from the kitchen escape, a big old rolling ramp out of the kitchen window.
Yeah, what the fuck? I saw that. What the fuck is that? What do you like? You just need to get going like right after your first bite of breakfast, so you're just gonna roll right out, you know?
You got to come down and check it out.
It's on the docket, man. I got to get out there. I haven't been traveling much, aside from a couple like local stops I could drive to, but I definitely want to get out to Atlanta. It's just, man, it's been a while since I've been on that side of the country. I need to get back out there.
Yeah, you got to get in the Can-Am and go off the big dirt jumps we got. They're fun.
Yeah, that I can do. I also, I did do my first ATV tour in Sedona not that long ago. I know you got the four-wheelers out there, so I might be able to handle that.
Yeah, we got a bunch of jumps for the four-wheeler that you should try to hit. But
I don't know if I'm going to hit the same ones you hit, Darby, but I you got like little bunny hills for me. I might try and hit those.
Yeah, we got those too. Don't worry, we got you covered. But
somehow I feel like I'm gonna get pranked though and fucked with at your house. Like I just look at you, I see or even hear it in your voice now, that like smirk that you got on your face right now. I'm like, I know I'm gonna go over there and I'm gonna get fucked with. Like I'm here for it, but I know it's happening.
Yeah, we got. I don't know. There's always something going on, but. Yeah, like the new Hoodlum drop, we're doing another drop in Zoomies in February with all new items and stuff like that. But this one is the last drop of the year, and we got candles, we got pants.
What do the candles smell like?
The candles actually smell like Christmas. If anybody wants to know, they smell like Christmas.
I mean, yeah, dude. I wasn't sure. It's like, is this the scent of your coffin? Is it the scent of Darby after a match? Or are we, you know, like, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, no, they smell good. I picked out the scent because for some reason I like what's that scent? It's like apple cinnamon.
Yeah,
it smells like fall time, but it smells like Christmas. It's amazing.
Apple cinnamon, maybe a little pine in there.
Yeah, I love that smell for some reason. I don't know if it reminds me of senior year in high school. My teacher used to have her classroom smell like that, and it always smelled good.
Did you have a relationship with this teacher or something? Like why was that such a, just because her room smelled like that senior year? Did you particularly like this teacher?
No, it was the same class that I would let off stink bombs in.
I knew there was something in there that you weren't telling me there.
Yeah, I let off the stink bombs in her class, and I let them off in, at homecoming, and everyone had to evacuate the homecoming dance, and I got expelled from going to prom. So, don't know. I but it just smelled good for some reason. I don't know why. It just...
Oh, what's going on, everyone? Brando here. Haven't been around for a while because I am busy. You know, I'm working 5 jobs to feed 10 kids. And when it comes to dinner, I'm just looking for an easy way out. But there is a great thing that I have found to make my day a little easier. Factor Meals. Right now, I've got a black pepper and sage pork chop. I'm going to eat it right here on air with you because I want you to hear in real time how good this thing really is. So... it's got a nice little sauce on it, nice grill marks. Like, this thing is ready to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, shoot. This is some quality pork right here. The nice thing is, it's healthy. The amount of protein in this meal is broken down for me on the side of the package. I don't even have to worry about it. I know once I eat this whole thing, my macros are gonna be in balance. This is what I need. This is good. Oh my God. It took 2 minutes for me to microwave this thing. All I had to do was sign up. Meals get shipped right to my house every week. They have a wide selection to choose from. Dude, they had dual-crusted chicken. They had chili. You want to check it out? Head over to factormeals.com/drinkswithj50 and use code drinkswithj50 to get 50% off. That's code drinkswithj50 at factormeals.com/drinkswithj50 to get 50% off. Yeah, I know, it's a mouthful, but so is this meal. So I'm going to keep eating it because, man, this is good.
Wherever you're listening to this podcast, make sure you're subscribed and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to listen to this show ad-free, head over to drinkswithjohnny.com and become a premium member. You'll get to enjoy unreleased clips from your favorite guests, discounts on merchandise in our shop, and access to our private Discord server where you can chat one-on-one with Johnny Christ himself.
Awesome!
So stay tuned, stay thirsty, and stay filthy as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, if you like the smell, you like the smell, man. So what else you got? I stopped you there. You said you got the pants, you got the candle. What else you got?
Yeah, we got a long sleeve, a sweatshirt, and then a t-shirt of a painting of me put on a shirt. So it's a. I can't say.
Oh, okay, but it's a good painting, huh?
It's a really good painting.
What was it painted with? Like an actual brush, or is there?
Did somebody use
their fingers or something? Maybe weirder.
No, it's a brush. It's a brush painting, and I got the actual like original canvas of it at my house, framed up. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
can I guess with you later? Can I text you who I think may have painted it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I have an idea. It was
Kentucky painted it.
Yeah, Kentucky painted it with his wing.
Yeah.
How is Kentucky doing, man? I miss that guy.
You missed him on this trip in California. We brought him to this goth club, and he got whipped.
It was in the same goth club in LA?
Yeah, it was funny because I feel like every time we go there, the people that do the whipping like always think we're like laughing at the art of getting whipped because it is funny, you know? But then they're like, all right, step up, and then we're going to teach you that this isn't a joke. And then they try to, like, take out all their anger on us because they're like, you think this is funny? You think, like Dominatrix is funny? We'll show you funny. And they try to whip you so hard. It was funny.
Damn, but, dude. You live a different way of life than me, man. That doesn't sound fun to just get... I enjoy laughing and watching somebody get hit, like what you guys do it over here, but, like, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's fun when you go with your friends. I would never just go by myself and be like, yo, whip me. It's always funny. Your turn, dude. You got to take it. And then it's just like you're all trying to like not laugh and, you know, not like budge because you try and show the head whipmaster that you can.
Did you just call him the head whipmaster? That sounds like, like the worst like Hogwarts fucking shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, but...
my brother, head whipmaster. I got it. Oh, dude, who sets out to have that job? Sorry, go on.
My younger brother got whipped, and you know, he's lighter skinned and stuff like that. He looked like his back got ran over by a car. There was a bunch of marks all over his back. It was gnarly. That's what you get.
And you guys just keep going back to that same place. That's remarkable to me.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's definitely a staple in the LA trip for sure. So
maybe I'll have to go with you one of these times. I'm gonna have to have quite a few drinks before I even step foot near that place. But because I don't want to get whipped again. It's happened. You know, there's bachelor parties. There's some fun stuff that you know those moments will happen, and but it's not enjoyable for me. I don't know.
Yeah, we right before we went there, we were at the skate company called Fucking Awesome. We were at their art show down in their Hollywood store down in Los Angeles, and it's like a 2-story place. And then we had my younger brother just like act like one of the people looking at the art, and then we had him like fall down the stairs, and it's probably like a 16 flight stair.
Oh shit!
And then, yeah, it was funny though. Like the security guard, like. His reaction is funny in the video. It's hilarious. But, we always tell the people at the goth nightclub that my brother's, fetish is getting thrown downstairs. So
what like, a fetish what? To have.
Yeah. He's like, it's so stupid.
Yeah, like I mean, I guess there's probably someone out there that really has that fetish. And again, I just want to point out that like I'm not poo-pooing anybody that likes to go get whipped or anything like that. Like for whatever reason, just makes you feel good. Maybe not even sexually, but like it's just not for me. It's not, you know. I'm not judging anybody. By the way,
I'd rather just get a tattoo if that's what you're looking for. But
I'm good with tattoos. I haven't had a tattoo in years. You got a tattoo not that long ago. When you were out in Vegas, which by the way, we got to talk about how we're going to finish that. When you were out in Vegas with me, you were asking me if I had a tattoo gun, like I just brought it out with me or something.
Oh, I don't know. I actually bought a tattoo gun. I haven't used it yet, but I'm saving it for something good. So,
dude, I can't wait. Have you seen the new tattoo guns? I just recently learned about these because it's been that long since I got a tattoo, that are wireless and like Bluetooth and stuff, so you don't have that loud pedal and everything.
That's the one I have.
Oh, you got one of those. Those are cool, man. Like wireless. It just charges up, and then you know, part of the pain I think comes from that that sound. Just going the whole time of the old tattoo guns, you know?
Yeah, no, I got one of those. I got some things planned I want to do.
Who's going to get the first dick drawn on them while they're asleep?
With a tattoo gun. Oh, God. They'd have to be really asleep.
Well, yeah, you just got to wait till someone's like really passed out and then they'll start to wake up. But the deed will already be halfway done. They got to get it finished, you know?
I would probably say Kentucky if everybody gets that.
Kentucky. I feel bad, Kentucky, for putting that in your mind there, Darby, that it could be possible.
Yeah, he's got some questionable tattoos. Some really, like, some really stupid tattoos. He's got KY, which is the state abbreviation for Kentucky. He's got K-Way asshole because everyone calls him Kentucky asshole because he always acts like he's mad, but he's not. But people are like, yo, like KY as in KY jelly asshole. Yeah. And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, you got a big ass tattoo on your arm now and you're stuck with it.
Yeah, no, of course. That's not what anyone thinks of as Kentucky asshole. They think of KY jelly and an asshole. That's guaranteed what their first thought is.
And then I was like, what are you doing? It was funny. Because he's like, they call me Kentucky asshole, but like KY jelly asshole. Like, I don't know.
No, you gotta think. This is a lesson to all the listeners at home who think they want a tattoo that means something that like just to you. It's like getting a license plate or something like that that no one else is going to get. Don't overthink it. Make sure it's actually really known what the fuck it is before you get it tattooed on your body.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but
Well, shit, man. I gotta. I'm gonna let you go because I know you're waking up and you got a bunch of shit to do. And I told you it'd be a 15-minute call. And it's already been longer than that. So,
I gotta go.
What's up, buddy?
I got karate practice at 4. I gotta go.
You're doing karate now?
No, I'm joking.
You fucking got me. I was like, really, fucking karate? Like, that's fucking awesome. It wouldn't surprise me that much at this point, Darby.
Yeah, I was at a God's Hate show, Brody King's band, last night down in Brooklyn, and they were performing. And then half of those people that in the hardcore show that do like the spinning kicks, they look like they took karate. I don't think they did. Like they're crazy, like with their kicks and stuff like that.
They're still doing those pits, huh? I haven't seen those pits in a while. But yeah, I remember in the early 2000s we started seeing those pits at our shows and stuff. It's kind of wild. How's Brody doing, by the way? Like how was the set? I haven't talked to him since I had him on the show a few months ago.
It was a killer set. Like I was stage diving, jumping on people's heads and getting tossed into people. It was a good time. But yeah, the people that like the karate masters in that crowd, you got to watch out for them because a couple times they'll do like a spinning back kick to your face. And
did you get hit? Did you get in there?
Yeah, I was in there the whole night.
Wow. Did you take a couple of fucking roundhouses?
I took a roundhouse to the jaw pretty good. I thought I almost got knocked out because I'm having a conversation and then I'm not even looking at the crowd. And next thing you know, a spinning back kick is coming to my face. And it was like, oh, that sucked.
This is last night. You're about to be doing the Full Gear pay-per-view on Saturday. Like, I find it very, very different. Maybe it's not, but very interesting that you, like, even on your time off, want to put your body in harm's way before a pay-per-view. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. I like to think that I've lived more in a year than most people have in 20 years. And I just, like, shove as much stuff in my life as physically possible because I never know when I'm going to, like, say goodbye.
Shit, man. I mean, there's a lot of wisdom in what you just said, and we can open up that can of worms another time. But like, there's a lot there. I do see you are a bit of a supernova, man. Bright shining, and you never know if it's gonna burn out.
Yeah.
Well, for my sake and for everyone at home, I hope it's a long time because. You deserve it, man. You're an incredible talent. It's really fun to get to know. What are you laughing about?
Yeah, you deserve it. And I was like, it seemed like you were like, mentioning you deserve to live. You deserve to be alive.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you deserve it. Yeah, I guess you're right. That did come out wrong.
But I do deserve it.
No, yeah, man. Everyone deserves a little bit of life.
Life's beautiful. That's why I got Ain't Life Grand tattooed on my neck, because I have no complaints. Everything's amazing and beautiful.
Yeah, you said your nucks to all the people at home just so they didn't just hear him say that he had Ain't Life Grand tattooed on his nuts. He said his nucks, like knuckles, okay?
No, neck.
Neck. Oh, I heard. Yeah. Ain't Life Grand is on your neck. Okay. I heard nut. I heard nut, man. I don't know. I'm fucking up the whole end of this conversation now at this point.
Yeah, this conversation is going off the rails. We got to hang up.
Yeah, totally. Well, I will hang up with you, man, because I got to go. You got to go. We got shit to do. But I appreciate the time, brother, and I'll be watching tomorrow. I'll text you in a little bit, and we'll stay in touch as we always do.
All right, take care, Johnny.
Later, buddy. And that'll just about do it for this week's episode of Drinks with Johnny, the follow-up edition. Always a good time talking to my friend Darby, even there at the end when I don't really know what the fuck we were talking about. But he's just such a wild cat and a really smart dude. Absolutely love Darby. I'll be watching Full Gear tomorrow. Hopefully you guys will as well. All you guys out there, just got to watch some. If this is your first introduction to Darby Allin, go back, follow him on Instagram and all the social media. Do a little research on the guy because he's a different breed and he's a lot of fun. There's so much talent there and reckless abandonment that it's so fun to see. I recommend if this is your first time, do a little bit more research on him. He's been on the show a couple times before right here on Drinks with Johnny. You can find that in the archive as well.
Just a rad dude. And make sure you guys check out Full Gear on Saturday. You'll see him in the ring with Sting, Jeff Jarrett, and Jay Lethal. It's going to be an amazing match, an amazing night of wrestling. Again, thank you all for the birthday wishes one last time. And until next time, as always, cheers.
Hey, this is Chris Swinney, formerly of the Ataris and currently host of That One Time on Tour, part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Have you ever wondered what it's really like on the road? The highs can be euphoric, but the lows can be crushing. Join me every week as I chat with industry pros about what it's like living out their wildest dream and, in some cases, their worst nightmare. Past guests of the show include members of NoFX, Pennywise, Bad Religion, and more. Listen and subscribe at SoundTalentMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Daniela Clark.
I'm Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are the Honest AF Show.
Our podcast is real, honest conversation with our celebrity friends and pros.
Covering our anything but average rock and roll lifestyles.
All while tackling the hell that is aging and the battle of beauty.
Oh yeah, nothing is off the table.
The Honest AF Show is available wherever you get your podcasts.